Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 2 Peter 1, the verses 2 to 11. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 11. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season, and my theme for reflection is building a virtuous life, steps to fulfilling our divine purpose. Building a virtuous life, steps to fulfilling our divine purpose. And that theme encapsulates the essence of 2 Peter 1, 2-11, focusing on the process of spiritual growth and the cultivation of virtues as a pathway to understanding and fulfilling one's divine calling. It highlights the journey of adding to one's foundational faith various qualities: goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love, each acting as a building block in the construction of a virtuous life. This progression not only ensures personal growth and effectiveness in one's relationship with God, but also safeguards against spiritual stagnation and blindness to one's redemption. I think we can learn from 2 Peter 1, verse 2 to 11, the importance of deliberate effort in developing a character that aligns with divine nature and assures a steadfast walk towards eternal communion with Jesus Christ. My dear friends, at the heart of Lent is the call to draw closer to God, to purify our lives and to renew our faith. Peter's words remind us that through God's divine power, we have been given everything necessary for this journey. The promise of participating in the divine nature and escaping worldly corruption is a powerful motivator for embracing a Lenten discipline. The steps outlined by Peter, adding to faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love, provide a clear roadmap for Lenten observance. These virtues reflect the transformation Lent aims to inspire within us, moving from inward faith to outward expressions of love and goodness. Can I suggest 7 practical guides from the text you may wish to adopt for the Lenten journey? 1. Cultivate goodness. Begin by focusing on simple acts of kindness each day. This could mean reaching out to someone in need, offering goodness or forgiveness where there is hurt, or simply being a presence of warmth and generosity in your community. 2. seek knowledge. Lent is an ideal time to deepen our understanding of the faith. Commit to reading scripture daily, participating in a Bible study, or reading books by spiritual authors. Let this knowledge transform your heart and mind. Number 3, practice self-control. Choose a form of fasting that is meaningful to you. It doesn't have to be limited to food. Consider fasting from negative speech, excessive screen time, or any habit that distances you from God. Number 4, persevere in faith. Lent can be challenging. Use this time to strengthen your commitment to prayer. Attending services more regularly and spending quiet time with God, especially when distractions or difficulties arise. Number 5, embrace godliness. Reflect on how you can live more like Christ. This involves humility, serving others, and seeking justice and peace in your actions and decisions. Number 6, foster mutual affection. Make an effort to build and strengthen relationships. This could be within your family, church community, or with those who may think or believe differently than you. And finally, number 7, grow in love. Ultimately, let love guide your Lenten journey. Show love in tangible ways, volunteering your time, donating to causes, or simply being there for someone. Lent invites us to reflect, repent, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. By following the path laid out in 2 Peter, we can grow closer to God and to one another, transforming our lives in the process. Let us embrace this Lenten season with a commitment to add to our faith step by step, and in doing so, find ourselves drawn into a deeper relationship with the divine, prepared to celebrate the resurrection with renewed hearts and spirits. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, what is the one thing you can clean out of your life this Lent to make room for more goodness? Number 2, how can you show love in a way that really makes a difference to someone else? Dear God, guide us as we start this Lenten journey. Help us to clear out what holds us back and fill up on your love and goodness. Give us the strength to follow this path laid out by Peter, taking steps from faith all the way to love. Let this season be a time of renewal, so when Easter comes, we are ready to celebrate with joy and hearts full of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.